It's the Reader's Notebook for Tuesday, August 24th, 2021. Today we remember the burning of Washington by a British invasion force of the capital of the United States during the Chesapeake Campaign in the War of 1812. To date, it remains the only time since the American Revolutionary War that a foreign power has captured and occupied the capital of the United States. Following the defeat of American forces at the Battle of Bladensburg on August 24, 1814, a British force led by Major General Robert Ross marched to Washington. That night, British forces set fire to multiple government and military buildings, including the White House, then called the Presidential Mansion, the Capitol Building, as well as other facilities of the United States government. The attack was in part a retaliation for the recent American destruction of Port Dover in Upper Canada, as well as American forces burning and looting the capital of Upper Canada the previous year. Less than a day after the attack began, a heavy thunderstorm, possibly a hurricane, and a tornado extinguished the fire. The occupation of Washington lasted roughly 26 hours. And what the British plans were beyond the damage is still a subject of debate. President James Madison, military officials, and government employees evacuated the city and were able to find refuge for the night in Brooksville, a small town in Montgomery County, Maryland. Madison spent the night in the house of Caleb Bentley, a Quaker who lived and worked nearby. The United States Capitol was the prime target for the British, for both its aesthetic and its symbolic value. Prior to setting it aflame, the British sacked the building, which at that time housed the House of Representatives, the Senate, the Library of Congress, and the Supreme Court. They intended to burn the building to the ground. They set fire to the south wing first. The flames grew so quickly that the British were prevented from collecting enough wood to burn the stone walls completely. The wooden ceilings and floors burned and the glass skylights melted because of the intense heat. The building was not a complete loss, however. The house rotunda, the east lobby, the staircases, and Latrobe's famous corncob columns in the Senate entrance hall all survived. After burning the Capitol, the British then turned northwest up Pennsylvania Avenue toward the White House. After U.S. government officials and the president fled the city, First Lady Dolly Madison received a letter from her husband urging her to be prepared to leave Washington at a moment's notice. It's often been said that when Mrs. Madison escaped from the White House, she cut the large portrait of George Washington now in the East Room from its frame and carried it away. Actually, she had no time to do that, and it would have required a ladder anyway to get it down. All she carried off was some silver in a carpet bag, as the British were thought to be but a few blocks away and were expected any moment. The people who actually saved the Washington portrait were two servants, a doorkeeper and the president's gardener, who took it down and sent it off in a wagon with some large silver urns and other valuables. When the British did arrive, they ate the very dinner and drank the wines that had been prepared for the Madisons earlier that day. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for August 24th, 2021. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.